So you had a really great paper in the Annals of Oncology, New Agents on the Horizon in Gastric Cancer. And of course, you went through checkpoint inhibitors that we've already talked about. But there were a couple of agents and strategies that you mentioned in the paper. I wonder if you could elaborate on. And one is something I've heard about for a long time and kind of wondering whether it's ever going to end up in practice, which is the concept of stem cell inhibitors, particularly the drug napabucosin, which I think it used to be called BBI-608. Can you talk a little bit about what these kinds of agents are and what we know about this strategy?
Yeah, so the stemness, this whole cancer stemness, the idea is that the progenitor cells to the cancer are hard to eradicate with chemotherapy. And if you target the stem cells and the stemness of it, you will help eliminate and treat the cancer. So these agents are being explored in combination with chemotherapy. And although this is an interesting avenue of investigation, certainly right now it's not prime time and we're still awaiting clinical trial data. One of the other class of drugs that are also up and coming are these claudin inhibitors, claudin 18.2 rearrangements, were actually noted in the genomically stable or this diffuse gastric cancer cohort in the TCGA. And what's interesting about this protein is that it's a cell adhesion protein. And again, historically, the signet ring cell type gastric cancer, or these ecuadherin-driven gastric cancers, have been very challenging to target. They generally don't respond as well to chemotherapy. The patients develop peritoneal carcinomatosis and become quite sick. And so these claudin rearrangements could be, the way to target these drugs. The phase two data that was presented at ESMO was very promising. But again, we've been burned by phase two data in the past multiple times, including MET inhibitors and so on. And so actually, the phase three trial is being planned even as we speak.
And there is like a predictive marker that's used.
Yeah, it's immunohistochemistry for the protein, and it seems to be a relatively useful biomarker.
What about tolerability issues, both with this agent? I mean, would you consider this, I guess it's a monoclonal antibody targeted type therapy? Would you look at it that way?
Yeah, it's a monoclonal antibody, and the original study used anthracyclines again as a backbone, and I think in combination, actually, between our institution, MD Anderson, and others in the field, we put out a statement in JCO trying to put a stop to use of anthracyclines in metastatic setting. And so it's a difficult backbone to build on. And biologically, there's really no rationale to use it for the claudin inhibitors. And so I believe that the drug should be relatively well tolerated in combination with two drug cytotoxics.
We were talking before about napabucosin. What about tolerability issues with that? I've heard about GI issues.
Personally, I haven't really treated anyone with the drug, but I think we only care about tolerability if there's any sort of sign of the drug being effective, and I think that jury's still out.
Do you sort of buy into the mechanism involved here?
I think it's a very provocative and interesting and scientifically exciting mechanism. Whether or not it will be the way to treat our disease, we still have to wait and see.